Now time for our Axtell locker room chat here tonight, getting you set for the basketball season. We start with girls basketball coach, that is Bradley Brockstermann, year number 3 at the helm. And coach, year 2 last season, 10 wins, and obviously saw some growth, you know, from your first year coaching here with the Axtell Eagles. Just talk about, again, just a final thought on last year, a double-digit win season, and what you saw from your team.
I was proud of the girls last year. We made good strides taking care of the basketball. First 10-win year for, it's been quite a while, so we definitely took some positive steps forward.
And I know we're going to kind of dive into the roster a little bit. Really no returning starters necessarily in the backcourt. It seems like, you know, at the guard position, you're going to have a few new faces in there. Just kind of talk about that position group. What are you seeing here in the early preparations and some of the girls that are going to be, you know, part of that key role in the backcourt for you?
Well, we got a senior in Malia Stahlbaumer that is going to be key for us. We got some freshmen coming in. A couple I'm hoping that step up and can take up some minutes. But we've definitely got some options this year.
How about Natalie Strothman again, a returning starter, a good post presence. She's obviously going to be a key factor for you down low as well.
Absolutely. She's going to be the key. You know, all-state selection last year. She can do it all. She can dribble. She can shoot. She'll bully down low. She's definitely going to be a player that we're going to need a lot out of this year.
Yeah, you mentioned in our preview magazine talking about just kind of the, not just her specifically, but just kind of the depth and the other players that you have in the post is certainly going to be kind of a key strength for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, her sister Maggie's a freshman. She's a beast down low. Her and Audrey Costell, she's a senior. We're going to definitely have some post presence this year if we can find a way to get him the ball.
How do you feel about the TVL? It's always just a dynamite league, and you got you know, teams that are always making runs year in and year out. Hanover, Frankfurt, the defending champs in 1A D2. Donovan West, you know, won a state title a couple of years ago. Clifton Clyde's always really good. Just talk about just kind of the expectations and how difficult the TVL is going to be again this year.
No, it's loaded. I mean, top to bottom. They're, you know, every night it's going to be a tough game. You know, there's some people that lost some players, but they're still going to be right there. It's just a loaded league.
Well,
top to bottom.
Yeah, and your first couple of games, you're going to get right into it with Valley Heights and Frankfurt. Your first couple of games on the schedule, just you're going to probably learn a lot about your team here next week once you get going in that first game against Valley Heights.
Absolutely. Valley Heights, they've got it all. They've got athletes, and it's going to be, yeah, we're going to learn a lot here Tuesday night for sure.
Yeah, a lot of teams are getting going this week, but you among a few others, you know, gets, I don't know if it's a luxury, if you see it as a positive or a negative, not playing this week or maybe getting a little bit extra practice time and having your first game not until next Tuesday. But how do you see that kind of playing out and just having maybe a little bit more time than others?
The girls are ready to play. We started out with 2-a-days and we've practiced a bunch. They're ready to see a new face and you know, get out and see what we need to work on and you know, all that good stuff. I think we're definitely ready to play a ball game.
There it is. Axtell girls basketball coach Bradley Brockstermann joining us. They are off here this week. Their first game will be Tuesday night next week, taking on Valley Heights as they jump right into some of the top-tier teams in the TVL. Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it, sir.